This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. The inaugural John Active and Mary Pete scholarships have been awarded. KYUK's Christy Schallenberger talked with the awards recipients Corey Joseph of Quigilingok and Janice Weissman of Tuntutuliak.
Corey Joseph taught himself Japanese at home.
I've always liked languages, even when I didn't realize it before.
Corey is a Swiss Army knife of talent. He films, translates Yukdin into English, and loves math and languages. Any one of those would be impressive, but Corey is good at all of them. He also wants to use his talents to help people back in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta.
Well, once I finish school, I want to use either math or Yupik, or both, in order to help the people of our region.
Corey began his film career in the film academy that the Lower Kuskokwim School District puts on in Bethel during the summer. His first film was about his baby brother. Corey enrolled at the University of Alaska Fairbanks Kuskokwim campus, but has since transferred to the Fairbanks campus, where he plans to get a degree in math and Yupik studies. And, like most people in the YK Delta, he grew up hearing stories from pioneer Yupik broadcaster, storyteller, and journalist John Active.
I was extremely honored and grateful, and with such an influential person like John Active, I wanted to do was at least make my own impact in my own way.
Corey says the John Active scholarship is one of several that will help him pay for college. The other scholarship recipient is Janice Weissman. She adds up numbers for the Gihnakmiut Corporation in Tuntutuliak, where she is the bookkeeper. She left home to get her associate's degree in applied science a decade ago, but quit.
My family needed help here with subsistence, especially my mom, so I wanted to drop out to help them.
A friend convinced her to return to college last year.
We both started taking our classes together. It's good to have some support.
The Mary Pete Scholarship can help her pay for two college classes in the fall and buy books. Not a small thing.
How much does one book cost for one of your classes?
I just checked yesterday and it was, how much was it? $257 just for one book.
The Mary Pete and John Active Scholarships are especially helpful as Governor Mike Dunleavy's vetoes cut deeply into the University of Alaska's budget and state-funded scholarships are put on hold. Both Janice Weissman and Corey Joseph plan to continue their education despite the uncertainty. Congratulations, Janice and Corey, for your achievements, and good luck. In Bethel, I'm Christy Schallenberger.
In education news, the University of Alaska Southeast yesterday announced its accreditation has been renewed by the Northwest Commission on Colleges and Universities. The announcement comes despite a letter earlier this month to the Alaska Legislature from Commission President Sani Ramaswamy. In it, he expressed concern that cuts to the University of Alaska budget could jeopardize the institution's accreditation in the future. The commission visited UAS in April to complete its evaluation process, which typically happens every 7 years. In the renewal letter, Ramaswamy commended UAS for its distance learning opportunities, the integration of its three distinct campuses, and its inclusion of Alaska Native language and culture into curriculum and administration. In a shorter list of recommendations for improvement, the commission expressed a need for greater stability in UAS's administrative team. The University of Alaska Anchorage's accreditation was renewed last year, and the University of Alaska Fairbanks recently began its reaccreditation process. Also yesterday, the state responded to a lawsuit brought by the American Civil Liberties Union, alleging the governor violated the Alaska Constitution when he vetoed money to the court system. The case was filed Wednesday by the ACLU, which says the move threatens the separation of powers among the three branches of government because the budget cuts were made as a gesture of opposition to the court's ruling on abortion. But Alaska Attorney General Kevin Clarkson disagrees, saying Governor Mike Dunleavy isn't trying to punish the judiciary.
Of course, the governor can speak for himself, but I certainly don't think that was his expectation, that he was going to convince them to change their decision-making. He simply made a decision about where money should come from for elective abortions.
Clarkson was speaking during a conference call with reporters yesterday. His department's position is the governor is acting within his constitutional authority in striking $335,000 from the court budget, and that the accusation that the cuts are punitive is irrelevant under the state constitution.
There's absolutely no limitation in the constitution on certain motivations or objections or reasons for objections. The governor can veto a budget item for any reason he wants to.
Saying the case lacks merit, Clarkson doesn't expect the state Supreme Court to take it up. He adds that having the court rule on budget cuts to the courts runs the risk of diminishing public trust that they are acting impartially.
Well, there clearly is a conflict of interest, and there's clearly an appearance of impropriety. Not impropriety, I'm talking about an appearance of impropriety. And I have to say that I think if the judiciary were to literally take this case and rule on it in their own favor against the executive and legislative branches and then create an imbalance in those separation of powers in that way, public trust in the judiciary would take a major blow.
The ACLU's lawsuit was filed on behalf of two plaintiffs in Anchorage Superior Court. In environmental news, Alaska is experiencing an unusually hot summer, and researchers across the state are tracking the effects. The University of Alaska system is known as a leader in climate change research, studying melting permafrost to shrinking glaciers. But there's growing uncertainty about the future of such projects, with steep cuts to state funding. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Elizabeth Jenkins spoke with one faculty member in Juneau who's hoping he doesn't have to relocate.
Aaron Hood is a professor at the University of Alaska Southeast. He's training the next wave of environmental scientists, and he's helping the capital city track potential climate disasters. He researches avalanches and glacial flooding events. Hood says all of the money for those types of projects is generated by him and his collaborators.
I've brought in more funding to the university than the university has paid me in salary over the years.
That helps pay for things like travel logistics, lab analysis, and research assistance. But for 9 months, when class is in session, Hood's salary comes from the university. And right now, there are some big unknowns about potential cuts to programs and if enough funding will be available. Governor Mike Dunleavy vetoed $130 million in university funding. The Alaska legislature has yet to decide if it will restore any of that cut. And Hood says that's leaving a lot of researchers hanging in the balance. He thinks if the cuts are that deep,
a lot of faculty are going to leave the state. And when they leave the state, the expertise that they have goes with them.
And so could tens of millions of federal dollars for climate change research. That money isn't necessarily tied to the university. Many of the projects belong to faculty who applied for the federal grants. So Hood says some expansive research projects involving teams of people across the state could unravel.
We could leave a tremendous amount of federal research money on the table.
Earlier this week, University President Jim Johnson addressed how the institution will weather these cuts and the potential loss of research funding. He acknowledged eyes are on Alaska. The University of Alaska Fairbanks is known as a global leader in Arctic research. And climate change in the Arctic, Johnson said, is an issue of national security. Aaron Hood at the University of Alaska Southeast says his work is also crucial for the state and the rest of the world. Alaska glaciers are contributing to more sea level rise than any other mountain glaciers on Earth. Despite these uncertain times, Hood says he isn't ready to move his family.
I still feel like I want to stay here. I want to do research here. And so I'm pretty committed to making that work.
The university system is still trying to figure out if it will make a declaration which will make it possible to more rapidly downsize and reduce staff. In the meantime, Hood is spending his summer doing what he's always done, monitoring the changes in his backyard. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins in Juneau.
This is KYUK News. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Thanks for listening. Please send your news tips to news@kyuk.org and stay tuned for the news in Yuktun coming up.